Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Let's Get Wicked podcast, where we talk about nothing but the game Villainous by Ravensburger. I am your host, Joker Jonesy, and I am joined by my lovely co-host, Headmaster Ditto. Ditto, how tired are you right now?
To be honest, I think it's more just like mentally taxed than anything else.
Yeah, me too. Not a bad way.
Just tired. Oh, no, not at all.
Yeah, just... no.
It feels exactly like we just spent the last 9 hours or so playing Villainous Stripper.
Yeah.
Ever.
This is the show, everyone. We just finished wrapping up the Let's Get Wicked tournament number one on my birthday. And technically, it's now June 29th, my time. But we're recording the podcast late, and we have lots to talk about. The tournament had lots of things to show. Lots of information, lots of really awesome things. And before I even get into any of this stuff, I just want to shout out, everyone who participated, from players, judges, all that stuff. And also I want to shout out, our winner, Smurf, as well as our, basically our second, third place, Pikmin B, as well as Cincinnatus, in that order. You guys were awesome, really awesome play. And all that stuff. And I also want to shout out Wero and Brian for also helping out with commentary, as well as Ditto, obviously. And that's why Ditto's still here.
Obvious. What are you talking about?
No, it was nice to get some fresh voices on there, too, because I actually hadn't talked to Wero in a while, so it was nice. Yeah, Ditto, what'd you think?
That was just a blaze from start to finish. Like, the very first game we started with the... Jafar Facilier. Was already pretty tight, and then it just kept getting better from there.
Yeah, I agree. These games were sick. I saw some of the top level villainous play I think I've ever seen. And like, you and I have played a lot of games together. I don't even think when we played competitively, I don't think we ever got to this level.
I know I didn't, that's for sure.
No, I mean, I might have tried it with Scar a few times, but that's because Scar. But no, I can't believe some of the stuff we saw today. Let's just kind of jump into it. I want to talk about, honestly, the MVP villain of the entire tourney. And it's not anyone.
Yeah, no one saw that coming.
No. Yzma.
Yep.
Yeah, Yzma came in and just kind of surprised people.
And it's really funny because Cincinnatus was really the only one that had Yzma down. Since the other guy dropped out. So Cincinnatus just kind of cleaned up with Yzma.
We saw some very interesting Yzma play today that I was just not expecting. Cincinnatus is playing Yzma in a completely different way that no one has ever seen before. And we streamed on stream three of the games, and he won two out of three, and he played the same strategy all the way through, which was essentially... cleaning out every single Fate deck using Smash It with a Hammer, and then using Kronk to kind of take care of heroes as they came by, and was kind of moving from right to left and waiting until Kuzco kind of came out, and then just went for it.
It's definitely a solid strategy.
That was a surprise.
I think what's interesting about Yzma is she presents herself as something where you kind of have to go on the search and destroy mission. But this just proves that you can go a lot more strategic and methodical with even something as, I don't necessarily want to say random, but as unique as Yzma's is, and still come out with a pretty viable strategy.
Yeah, I am. So to kind of give some context of this, before the tournament today, I was telling people I had a new tier list, which I still kind of stand by to some extent, but Yzma was at the bottom. I got rid of the D and the E tier, so there was no longer a D and an E, but I actually put Pete and Yzma below Ursula. And the reason what I've been telling people is that I think we're getting to the point now with the competitive nature of Villainous where consistency is a huge deal. And granted, there's always going to be a random aspect to the game where you have, like, you know, your decks are randomized in terms of when you draw your cards. But Yzma and Pete have this randomness factor where, like, Pete has the goals random and which goals are out. And where they go. And then Yzma has it where you don't know what cards are in what Fate deck and where Kuzco is. And that makes it immediately where you have to think twice as hard on what you need to do. And Cincinnatus just went in there with Yzma and just like, oh my God.
Ever since like Evil Comes Prepared even landed, I knew Yzma was going to kind of be the high skill floor character of the set.
Oh yeah.
And without a doubt, like, he's crushed it.
No joke. Like, if anyone has cracked Yzma, it's Cincinnatus. And I actually, Cincinnatus just messaged me while we're doing the show and actually would like to do a Yzma deep dive. So I think at some point in the future, on our deep dives on Twitch streams and for the YouTubes, I think we'll have Cincinnatus guest star talk about Yzma, because I know for a fact that I can't speak to anything in terms of that high of level of Yzma play, which is absolutely an insanity what we saw today. And the thing, too, was of all the games, I don't even think Ferocity was played, which is the crazy
It was
thing.
In one of my games. One of the games.
Was it in yours?
Yeah.
No. Yours was used to get rid of the peasant.
Exactly. It was something completely not even that big a deal, but...
No. No.
It was just kind of throw away. Oh, yeah, sure.
I was just...
Why not?
I was astounded. I just can't. I can't believe the play that we saw from that. It was insane. So shout out to Cincinnatus with the Yzma. Obviously Cincinnatus took third in the tournament, but honestly, the player or the villain of the tourney was Yzma, which I don't think I ever would have seen coming personally. Which is nice to have that in the tournament.
You're like, you have all the common. You know, everyone's gonna want Captain Hook. Everyone's gonna come with Evil Queen in their backpack. Pocket.
So
like the ones who are taking a chance on the oddball characters that really kind of show off.
Speaking of Ditto, let's talk about this really fast. If I'm based off what the judges were telling me, as well as I know what the players were playing, I don't think we saw as much Evil Queen as I thought I was expecting.
It's not that there wasn't as much Evil Queen as we were expecting, although she did get banned pretty frequently.
Yeah.
Bans were used. But the main thing is that everyone, I think, was picking Hook against her, and she just kept getting stomped. Every single time.
So, something we have not talked about on the podcast, but we have talked about the Discord server to some extent, not incredibly amount, but Hook is the best character in this game. He won the tournament.
He's up there, for sure.
I know everyone's talking to Evil Queen, and this is not to say anything bad about Evil Queen. Evil Queen is still probably the second best character in this game, but Hook is too consistent. Hook is way too consistent. We did see Hook lose today against the Prince John, but I don't know, Ditto. I think we need to start looking at this a little bit.
For a long time, like even before really Evil Queen started jumping up, is that Hook never really has a bad draw.
No.
There's always something he can use. Somehow.
Right.
Evil Queen has that a little bit because she can just kind of cycle through her entire deck and pick and choose what she has. But it comes down to that initial, if your first turn is the Evil Queen isn't all that good, you're going to have a really hard time catching up. And I think that's what kept happening is... the Evil Queen's hands were never as good as Hook's to start off with, and she just doesn't have what she needs to catch up at that point.
No, every time I saw Evil Queen on stream today, she lost, which is like something I just wasn't expecting. I know there was some Evil Queen wins in the earlier parts of the tournament, but in the mid and later half, when I saw that she was picked, I didn't hear any wins, which is kind of interesting, because that means that what we expected was there was a meta shift today. Everyone kind of agreed on it.
I don't know. I think everyone was just trying to stop the Evil Queen from completely just ruining everything by shutting her down hardcore.
That might also have been it, too. There might have been a lot of Evil Queen bans. And to let you folks know what we're talking about with the bans is that with this tournament, if you don't know, we instituted a rule where each player had two bans throughout the entire tournament. So every time they entered a match, they would secretly tell the judge that we had on the match what character they would play, and then if the judge would tell both the players their opponent's character, and then they would be able to choose whether or not that character gets banned. And then the opponent has the choice to actually choose a different character from their team, because they actually chose a team of three characters. So it was interesting. And I'm surprised, too, because, you know, you say that, like, obviously you ban Evil Queen, but, you know, you would think at this point someone would ban Hook.
See,
you know?
Hook has been a sleeper pick for a long time.
Yes.
Like, yeah, he's really consistent and really strong, but I think the scare factor on Evil Queen, and to a slight extent, Facilier as well, just kind of won over Hook's just, like, solid A tier, just victory.
Do you still, where do you put Hook in your mind? Do you have him at the top, or do you have him below somebody?
I definitely personally still have him under at least Facilier.
Interesting. Do you think Facilier is the best character in this game then, or?
Once you start getting up to that point, it's tough to make a call.
Yeah, because they're all, those,
it's
so,
really tough for me too, because I tend to like put a lot more emphasis on Queen of Hearts than a lot of people do.
Interesting to not see her today.
I'm not surprised. A lot of people weren't, in all likelihood, willing to take that risk. Playing Queen of Hearts is a really big gambit.
I feel like you have a lot more control, though, with Queen of Hearts. Because, I mean, you quote-unquote have a randomness factor, but there is some control that you have.
There is a little bit of control to it, but at the same time, what's really fascinating is as much control as she has over that randomness, she lacks control in a lot of other places. Like, she can't move anything as soon as it's been played, for the most part. So she's got
really
to be 110% dedicated. Yeah. You don't want to try to vanquish anything because you can't afford to lose all the guards. So,
right. Huh.
She's just a dicey one to try to rely on. And this is coming from someone who has played her since literally the beginning.
I was going to say, because Ditto smashed my scar with the Queen of Hearts. Because Queen of Hearts is good. And I had to understand that. But yeah. My God, though. What was the most interesting thing that you saw today outside of what we talked about with Hook and Yzma?
Well, and this is going to be really, really strange. But Dyslexic Dragon took
really
Jafar against two different Facilities with almost the exact same openings. And that second game went so much better for him. Like, I really just kind of want to shout out the amount of adaptation and just learning curve he showed in that, like, one, like, between those two matches. Yeah. He missed both, but he went from getting stomped the first time to, like, actually made, like, were it not for the tiebreaker, I think he still could have probably won.
Just by
fate spamming Facilier out of existence.
Can you believe we had three tiebreaker games today?
I can. Because the thing is, there gets to be a point where, like, not necessarily fate spamming, but very aggressive fading becomes the dominant strategy. And that's what causes tiebreakers to happen.
Yeah. I was shocked, personally, that we had to actually do this. For those of you listening, so I know we talked about this on the other tournament show, but like, we have a tiebreaker system in place for like when the players have to reach an hour time limit, because we don't want matches going on forever. We do have a system in place. And actually, that game that Ditto was talking about with Dyslexic Dragon, I actually had to make a judgment call because they tied. Both 7.5 out of 10.
And he got stomped so hard in the first game. And then he turned around and tied the tiebreaker in the second one. Like,
right. I had to step in and actually make a call.
Yeah, that's probably the most impressive thing to me.
Yeah. I just didn't know. It was a weird judgment call. Because it was
really
just like, I had to sit down there and I was like, yeah. It was a close game.
I think if it weren't for the time limit, Jafar would have had a pretty good shot. Because he was just waiting on power. He could have just passively, between deception and easy fate spots, could have just locked Facilier down. And probably taken it if we'd given him time.
Yeah, I just, that was the, so. They just, because what happened was the genie had, like, what, all three wishes on the genie?
Yeah, it was a 12-strength genie, but he already had a decent amount of power to begin with, so it's not like it would have taken that much longer. All it really depends on is this Abu crushing blow loop that started happening kind of at the end.
The thing too was interesting about that game was that the genie was actually moved to the palace, and you also had to keep in mind the lamp, because the lamp was there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
But the timing could have worked out pretty well, I think. Regardless, just the adaptation there between getting destroyed and then having the same start nearly in the next game and getting so close to the finish line is just really impressive to me. So,
yeah,
definitely kudos there.
Yeah, okay, that was some decent games right there. I think I have to give a personal shout out to my possibly favorite match of the day. Was losers. It was a losers match. It was Brian Drums from the Discord versus Pikmin.
That match was wild.
That match was awesome. A camaraderie match. Both playing their mains.
Yep.
They didn't ban each other. It was a great game. It was also a tight game too. Was it Brian was playing Hook?
Yeah, he was a turn or two out of winning.
Yeah, and then Pikmin was playing Prince John, which, shout-outs to Pikmin playing Prince John. I think that's the fastest Prince John I've ever seen. In terms of how fast it was moving.
Without a doubt, for sure. It's hard to say that says a lot, because Prince John is, the snail of the game, but still. That was a pretty good Prince John. No joke.
Yeah, I got to give shout-out to Pikmin, Prince John, as well as also just, Jesus. Pikmin played so many games in a row.
He did. He got four or five games straight, and it was already 3 or 4 in the morning when we got to the grand finals.
Yeah,
and he was still trucking. Yeah,
because Pikmin is actually out in Ireland, I believe, and it's late for them when we were finishing, because we are right now. It's after 12 my time, and And I just can't believe Pikmin was in it until literally the finals, grand finals. Yeah. That was insane. Also, want to shout out to that grand finals game. That was incredibly close. Rat literally used the blimp and moved the mouse, the robot queen over. And Captain Hook was kind of getting a little...
it was a do or die turn there.
Yeah.
I don't remember if I... Did he play the makeshift balloon earlier, and I just missed it?
I don't
remember seeing the makeshift balloon either. If Hook had a chance at a fate.
Yeah, it was makeshift balloon, mouse queen, and something else. I forget. I think Felicia was in his hand, so I think he was ready to go try to take out whatever was coming. Yeah. So Hook
did technically still have an out regardless.
Yeah, it was Hook's game basically.
It just got real, real tight.
Yeah,
and that just kind of shows off how versatile the rat is. I like to rag on him for just hashtag fate the rat, ha ha ha.
Yeah,
but actually, he went from 0 to 100 in exactly 0.5 seconds.
No joke. That's why I love the rat. Also, shout out to the amount of rat I saw today. I was not expecting to see as much rat as I did, and we did.
See, Rat has always been, and I think I mentioned this during one of the stream matches, but Rat and Prince John are the two most middling characters to me. So,
just in the middle of the road, balanced kind of character.
Completely average. And I know that's kind of funny talking about the Rat as being the most average of the characters, but...
Yeah, I know. Well, wow.
Not all that surprising.
I have to say, too, it was nice seeing Prince John. I was not expecting to see as much Prince John, because I feel like Prince John kind of fell off of the radar a little bit.
The thing that always interests me about Prince John is he's a character that, like you said, he's not on the radar at all. No one ever thinks about him.
No.
But as far as, the defensive fate sort of stall tactics, it doesn't get much better. And in a meta where you kind of have to... try to be aggressive with that anyway. Prince John is probably one of the few characters that's really set up to take advantage of it.
No, I absolutely agree. It's insane to kind of see the stuff that Prince John can do. And the thing too is, I believe in that last match, Smurf used a ban, and Pikmin is a Prince John main.
He did.
Yeah, and it was still funny because Pikmin still came. He had a really good rat, and I wonder if it was able to run Prince John, if that would have turned out differently.
It may have. I don't know.
This tourney was wild.
It was start to finish was just everywhere.
No, I can't believe the insanity that we saw today. There was so many things. Yzma, the tiebreakers, seeing Hook his perform as well as he did, because I have played a lot against Brian's Hook. And Brian's Hook, even though Brian didn't make it to the finals, is a damn good hook. There's no doubt in my mind that hook is fantastic. But it just, there were so many things today that just kind of blew my mind. Just watching the games being played.
And I said this during one of the matches I was actually judging, but it really goes to show how much of a game of chance this still is.
Yeah.
Because it was really at that point, around those last few games, it was anybody's game the entire time.
Yeah. The Cincinnatus Pikmin game, literally within the first three or four turns, Cincinnatus was playing Dr. Vassilier and had both Talisman and Rule New Orleans out with nothing in the Fortune deck. And it was just waiting on getting Cards Will Tell. That's literally what it was.
It wasn't even really waiting on Cards Will Tell. He had it pretty quick.
Yeah, he did. It just got blocked with the
Talisman. It's like a one turn too slow.
Yeah. I know you love. I know you've dealt with that with playing Dr. Vassilier before.
Oh, I have many times.
I know. All right, just check out our mirror match on the YouTube channel, folks. Not to rub salt on the wound right now.
There's other wounds to salt.
I know.
Need I direct them to the Ursula mirror?
No, God, no. Let's not talk about that one. You know what I have to say, though? I have to say, this is nothing against Ursula fans out there, but I'm kind of glad we didn't see her today.
I'm so glad. Those games would have taken so much longer.
Yeah, I think, especially after what we saw today, I feel like anyone playing Ursula would have went for the tiebreaker. I feel like.
Because she can't keep up with anything.
No, because, I mean, just to give you folks some perspective, you folks are probably, if you are in the Discord community, you guys have heard me talk about this again and again, that this game is literally go back and forth. You fate every 2 to 3 turns. So every second turn, essentially, is the turn that you should fate. And we saw that in every single game that was on stream today. Every single one. Where literally the player was going back and forth between one powerful combo location or utility location, and then going to the fate spot. And that would have destroyed Ursula, but also would have made Ursula want to try to do the fate spam tactics and try to stall. And, you know, I sit here and tell people all the time that Vanquish stuff, I could see Ursula probably trying to bank off maybe that with the tournament stuff. I'm glad we didn't see it. Really glad.
I will say one or two of the Pikmin matches that I judged with Prince John, he kind of started getting into the fate spam a little bit, especially in the losers finals, because it's for the same reason Ursula would have. Prince John on his own is just not going to keep up with Hook.
Yeah, especially the thing with Prince John too, or is that when we saw this today, where the strategy of getting the Sheriff out and then playing an arrow with golden arrows on him is just too good. It is.
Oh, yeah.
And literally, there is so much money you can make off of just doing that stuff. And
lucky with Prince John a while back with the Wolf Archers doing basically the same thing.
Right.
It really does work.
It's stupid how good that strategy is. I can't believe how good it is and how effective it is. It's just nuts. I mean, especially in that last game, how much was it? 26 power that Pikmin had against Cincinnati? Yeah, it was 26 power, which is guaranteed win. The thing too is, was it Cincinnati had no Cards Will Tell. And that was the only thing that could have saved him.
Well, it's not that he didn't have the Cards Will Tell, because he actually, I'm pretty sure, had two in his hand. if I'm remembering the game right. He just never had the talisman long enough to do it.
I gotcha.
He couldn't keep the talisman long enough, because the one thing that, like, as soon as I knew it was over was when Eudora was taken out, and then the next fate card was Rey. Like, I knew it was over after that.
Yeah. It's just rough. God.
He mentioned this during the game, too, is like, almost all of his allies ended up in the fortune pile at one point.
Actually, when I was looking at the final, he only had 10 cards in his deck slash discard pile combined, which is nuts. Like,
everything was gone.
Yeah.
And you get to the point where, legitimately, with Facilia, you almost can't play the game, because all of your allies end up in the fortune pile. You can't vanquish anything for illusion powder. Probably not going to get desperation off.
No.
Just kind of get to a point where there's nothing you can do.
Which is, and that's the funny thing, is that's why cards will tell cannot be put in the fortune pile. Exactly. Because literally, you just
for
have
that
to
get exact lucky. Reason.
Yeah, you have to get lucky in the fact that, all right.
Like, even a frog form wouldn't have really saved him, which is the really sad part.
Right. Which sucks. But yeah, no. My God, this tournament was something special. It really was.
Absolutely.
So, ditto. You know, there was a lot that went really well in this tournament, and honestly, I was impressed with how smooth it was.
Any hiccups.
No.
We got kind of held up on that one game. It was like, 17 or whatever.
Something like that, I forget.
It just kind of got... I don't remember what initially caused it to get held up in the first place, because I knew it was a little late starting anyway, but...
Yeah, there was... the thing was, is that, so, like, we had... What we wanted to do was I wanted to stream almost all the games, but there, obviously, after tonight, we learned that that's definitely something we can't do. And we had judges playing in the background, and sometimes it's just hard when you're not sitting in a room to kind of see what's going on, as well as like make sure things are speeding up as the way that they are. You know, and I know Ditto had to step away for a minute, to go do some stuff. So it was kind of if we had more people to help out, I think it maybe would have helped some stuff, but I don't even necessarily think that would have helped. Overall,
because we got down to a point once I got back and started judging that there really wasn't any extra matches we could be running to speed it up at all. It was just kind of a straight line down the tree.
Yeah, because I let everyone know that basically all of the finals, so like winners, losers, grand, was going to be streamed. Like, there was nothing stopping that from not being streamed. And then, like, once Ditto got back, we were in a weird spot where we still need to catch up on one part of the losers. And then we had to run through that, and we just basically streamed the rest of the games. Which is not bad.
We'd only had one game going through there anyway, so.
Yeah. But,
might as well stream them.
No, exactly. No point in not doing so. I literally was on deck the whole time. I took a pee break, and Brian stepped in, basically did some commentary work for me a little bit. But 9 hours, man. 9 hours. Yep. 9 hours of Disney Villainous. That was insane.
You feel good about it now?
I do. I feel like I need to go walk 5 miles tomorrow. But other than that, I do. I was. I'm incredibly proud of what the community pulled off today. I really am. It was an incredible feat that we did, and the fact that we had so many people watching. You know, because there's a bunch of other streamers that I know you guys could be watching right now, but the fact that we had so many people actually jump on and watch was incredible. I know Ditto said was like at one point at least over 50.
Yep.
Yeah.
For a few minutes people. In there.
50 people watching Disney Villainous, guys. 50.
Yeah, like that's wild.
Yeah. That was insane to think about. I told Ditto, one of my goals for the stream was to at least get 50 people. At least.
Nope, we got it.
We did.
For a very brief window, but we had it.
That's more than enough for me. And we still was it. We consistently basically had like 40 viewers.
No, we had 40 for like 60%+ of the play time. Yeah. The only time it really started dropping was right at the end when, you know.
We're late, you know.
Yeah. Sleep. Sleep is good. Yes,
sleep is a thing. It's what we're going to be doing after this. Well, I'm going to go out of the show. Ditto will go to sleep. But
I probably won't go to sleep yet.
Yeah.
I've got projects to complete.
Oh, boy. Is that the project I think you're I'm thinking about?
In all likelihood, yeah.
No. But, so this episode is going to be a little shorter just because we're running late and stuff, but there is one more thing I do want to bring up that, you know, it's kind of a little bit of a community discussion, but I also want to hear Ditto's thoughts a little bit is, you know, what we did today was impressive. We made a statement that Disney Villainous is something people care about. I don't see any other tabletop streams, maybe outside of Magic the Gathering, even get anywhere close to what we had today. Like none. Team Covenant. I've been watching Team Covenant streams. They don't reach what we did today. And they stream every day. And I know I've seen some other board game streams from other folks. Even Angry Joe, of all people. I don't know if any of you guys know this, but Angry Joe, the YouTuber, he actually streams board games for a while. And I know for a fact that what we did today outshines any board game stream he's probably ever done, almost. Maybe a few, but I think most of them, we probably outdid him by a good shot. I want to keep doing this. I want to keep doing these tournaments. I want to keep doing these big community events. Ditto, what do you think we should do next time?
I don't even know, man.
Ask you the deep questions before we stop.
Well, and this is definitely a community thing and might be a little on the personal side, but definitely I want to get to the point where we can have some customs run through the next tournament.
I want to see that
variety.
I said this too.
We've got to see the customs in here. I would like to try sort of a, I don't know if round robin is the concept, but like a tournament where everyone has to pick a different villain every round instead of relying just on the mains, just to kind of get a little more variety in there, I think would be cool.
I think I agree with that. We're doing some, I won't talk about this because it's not necessarily part of the show, but we are doing some customs work behind the scenes and in the community to improve the custom awareness as well as quality. And I've been saying this even during those conversations of, I wanted to get to a point where those customs are as viable as the villains and they're not busted. So, I mean, definitely. I would love it. Bill Cipher joins the fray, you know?
I could probably see it.
No, I mean, me personally too, I think Bill's in a relatively good spot too, but like, and this isn't just Bill, like I'm saying like any custom character that the community ends up coming up with, I want to be able to have them in these tournaments. I do. That is,
you got to turn this into the Smash Bros of board games, guys.
No.
Everyone's here.
Seriously. Especially with all the different customs that we've been getting from all different franchises and stuff, it's been really awesome.
And by the way, I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there, but I'm actually working on a totally separate new one with Will right now.
Oh.
From a series I bet nobody even knows what is. So this is purely going to be just beautiful.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see this. Yeah, let me know.
Oh, you're going to love it. You are going to get a kick out of this one.
Is it Dr. Neocortex? Because if it's Dr. Neocortex.
It is not.
All right. Slightly less excited now, but still.
Oh, you don't even know the half of it.
All right, okay. I'll just say, just letting you guys know, if someone makes a Dr. Neocortex from Crash Bandicoot Custom for this game, I will play it in the ground. But no, I agree with Ditto. We need to get it to the point where we can have customs in these tournaments. I also agree with the variety. I come from a huge fighting game background. So part of the reason why we set up the tournament the way that we did and kind of operated was I wanted to operate it somewhat like Evo. And I actually got some really nice kind words from some folks saying that they actually really liked the fact that this kind of replaced Evo for them since Evo's not happening this year because COVID times. But I want to try to make this probably as legit as possible in terms of a tournament format, and if we might need to modify some rules,
we're gonna tweak the setup, we're gonna get the customs in here, we're gonna start this is gonna be good.
Yeah. I know Wero had mentioned off when we were on break, and he talked to me about possibly doing a qualifiers weekend. Maybe. To make it so we can have like a big show up of people. Maybe we won't stream it, but we'll just have some qualifier matches for people before we do another big tourney.
Could look into it.
Yeah, I think that wouldn't be a horrible thing to do. If we got enough people involved, we can probably run a bunch of things at the same time, which would be nice.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be something too. And the little behind the scenes for you, I am still working on a website to actually conduct a league system for the game. I haven't worked on it a while because moving and personal stuff, and also running the tournament, because you'd be surprised doing all that stuff at the same time. One man army building an app is not easy. That's something I definitely want to incorporate. And then on top of that, we did not incorporate the achievement system this time just because we just didn't have enough time. But
definitely next time I want to get those achievements in there because there was some wacky stuff.
No, I Brian basically pulled off the Captain Hook achievements today in a game, and it was legit. It was awesome to see. I think it was after you left too.
It probably was.
No, it was awesome. So I know Brian was really looking forward to doing that stuff. So we need to work on that. Make sure we get that into the system. But it's going to take some more community work from everybody's part. But let us know in the comments of YouTube. Jump on the Discord channel. Let us know your thoughts and feelings about doing more tournaments and stuff like that.
Definitely let us know if there's any other kind of like big community stuff y'all want to do too. Because
no. Absolutely.
Without a doubt, the community is the best part of this entire thing. Don't necessarily want to speak for Joker, but I don't know that any of this would be possible or worth doing if it weren't for you guys being so excited and ready and just raring to go.
It's
really awesome.
I agree, because I told Ditto, I was concerned a little bit in terms of just how players were going to be, etiquette and people actually showing up. And we had 16 people for Sunday and all 16 of them showed up and played.
Yeah, it was as smooth as butter, guys.
Oh yeah. The fact that everyone was excited, even the people that got knocked out early, they were just I'm here, I'm going to have a good time. That's all that matters. I'm really impressed with how excited you all were. And I know we had to move the date because I had some personal stuff happen. I hope we get to the point one day where we have a ton of you want to help out with the behind the scenes admin stuff of judging and running the tournament, as well as we get it to, I've told Ditto this, I would love a 64 person tournament of Disney Villainous. Would it be crazy?
We could make it happen someday. That would be the crowning achievement.
Yeah, that would be the goal.
The community.
I think
without a doubt.
That would be something that once we know Disney's kind of done, that's the one. That's the one we go for. We make sure that Gaston shines and the brightest of sunshines in that tournament.
We're not the darkest of nights with the bag.
I know. Oh, dude. If the bag comes out, we'll have to find a way for me to play because my team will literally be Bag and Scar. Let's just be honest. I don't even care what my third character is. I have to play. That's one thing. One thing I would like to do at some point, Ditto, is final, because I did not play today. As much as I would love to play in a tournament, obviously I'm providing the prize money. I would not feel right doing that. I would like to at some point find a way that I can actually compete. Also, you too. I know you might not be as excited as I am, but I actually would like to compete in one of these at some point. So maybe we can try to set that up.
We'll talk. We'll see.
I think there's things that we can do. And obviously our community is growing as well. I know. I know you guys would love to see me try to play Scar. I'd probably get my ass kicked. Let's just be honest.
Come on, give yourself a little credit.
No, I mean, in some place Queen of Hearts, I'm probably screwed. let's be real. Also Prince John. Prince John against Scar, I just get murdered. Just straight up. We want to keep doing stuff like this. And like Ditto said, it's not just tournaments, community related stuff too. We're doing a big thing with our custom scene right now to help improve it. And also shout outs to Stuntman and Failure Factory for helping out on that, because I know they were doing stuff behind the scenes today while we're running the tournament to get that stuff going. So shout outs to them for doing that. But This is the personal time, everybody. I cannot thank everyone enough who participated today and was watching on stream. This is the best birthday present I ever could have had. The fact that we had so many of you hanging out, playing this game and chatting in chat and just want to be a part of this community. And I have, you know, I don't want to take any credit, but I do want to feel that I am the champion of this game in terms of the fan side. I really love this game with all my heart and soul, and I want to share that with the world. And I appreciate all of you wanting to actually take that in. So, thank you. I really do mean it from the bottom of my heart. I was trying not to get sappy on the stream before we closed it out, but now I'm getting sappy again. But I do want all of you listening to know that this does mean the world to me, that you guys really do care. So, thank you. I won't let Ditto speak for me, but you know, I know a lot of you guys, a lot of you said some really kind words on stream today, and I want to just be really appreciative of that because it does mean a lot. So, yeah, I'll leave it there unless Ditto's got something to add to that.
Thank you. It's about summed it up.
Yeah. Well, thank you. But yeah, that's really it for the episode, guys. It is late for us. I'm going to try to edit this show and get it up right now for all of you folks to listen in the morning. I'm going to let Ditto try to go get some sleep if he decides to sleep. I know he's not drinking coffee right now.
I am not, but I kind of wish I was.
No. And I know some of you are probably wondering, when's Marvel? Don't worry. We have an episode of Marvel recorded. That will be going up next week. So, lots of Marvel news that needs to be talked about, speculation and stuff, especially for those of you who are not part of the Discord community. We've already kind of talked about a lot of it, but there is still lots to talk about. But we felt like the tournament was a good topic for this week just because, you know, obviously the tournament is relevant, but it's also, you know, it is a crowning achievement of this community. And I don't think there's any other community out there of any tabletop or any game that is this active and wants to do stuff like this and is actually really kind. Seriously. So any last words, Ditto?
Just one more thank you for being willing to put up with putting all this together basically single-handedly.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah. This means a lot, this guys.
Just awesome thing to watch from beginning to end. Even if I did miss a little bit in the middle.
9 hours. 9 hours of Disney Villainous. On my birthday. You know? But yeah.
So
thank you. I do appreciate it, Ditto. I'm glad you're still... after all these months, I'm glad you're still here. Seriously. I'm glad I didn't drive you crazy yet.
Obviously, you're driving crazy by much, much worse.
All right. Good. Glad. But, all right. I think we'll go ahead and end the show. Thank you all so much for listening, whether you were here at the tournament or listening to this podcast right now. I apologize a little bit on a shorter side, but obviously, you know why. Thank you, Ditto, for staying up with me. It's now 1:12 in the morning for myself.
Beautiful.
So like that one night where we stayed up till like what, 2 or 3 my time talking about stuff.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, sounds about right. So no different. But thank you for hanging out with me. I do appreciate it. Until next time, everyone. Stay healthy, stay safe out there. But as always, stay delightfully wicked. Until next time.